from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Kurt Cignetti and Dan Lanning are kind of stealing the headlines today with the quotes that they have popping off, as Cignetti is saying, we're just going to the Rose Bowl to going to an old stadium to kick a team's ass in UCLA in September. Sounds like a good plan.
I'm a Cignetti fan.
Dan Lanning, we'll have some quotes from Dan Lanning, because he went on Pat McAfee and he was feeling himself on Pat McAfee and on Dirt and Sprague this morning with Sprague and Ortner, talking about recruiting, NIL.
And also not caring about what we think.
No, he doesn't care.
It was great.
He has zero cares in the world. But Sharon Moore is also at Big Ten Media Days today. He is the head coach at the University of Michigan, taking over for Jim Harbaugh on the national championship team. And this is more, and he channels his inner Jim Harbaugh so well right here.
Win the big games, beat our rivals, beat Ohio State. Win the Big Ten, go to college football playoff, and win it. For us, that's something we strive to do. Tough, smart, dependable, relentless, enthusiastic, and together is how I describe our team. We're going to do everything we can to strive for perfection. Everything we do every day is a process, and we'll continue to strive to do that. And we'll continue to do that with contagious enthusiasm unknown to mankind.
Contagious enthusiasm unknown to mankind.
If we played that without saying it was Sharon Moore, and we're just like, who do you think this is? It sounds like Harbaugh.
Here, there's no offense. Well, there's no defense. It's a we-fence.
Contagious enthusiasm unknown to mankind is actually a Jack Harbaugh motto, because Oregon fans know this, because Willie Taggart, that was his introductory press conference, as we are going to attack every day with a contagious enthusiasm unknown to mankind. It is every Harbaugh says that. And every coach in the Harbaugh mold goes and says that. And this is like where you go, he's not changing the expectations, doesn't want to change the trajectory. He wants everything to be the same at Michigan. And this is the caution that you have, is when you're following the giant, don't follow too close.
Right? And this is the thing, is you have to still be yourself and not try to be somebody else. Because we've seen so many times when coaches try to be somebody else. In my own personal experience in the military, you see when one leader leaves, another leader comes in and they try to lead the exact same way. Where one colonel that I had did not rah-rah things, did not push a lot of buttons, but led quietly from the front. And then, you know, a younger lieutenant colonel came in and tried to do the exact same thing. And they were like, buddy, you don't have the 25 years of experience that he had. Your experiences are different. You can't go do those things. And it's the same kind of thing. Anytime you're trying to lead large groups of people, you have to lead your way. You can take things from, hell, let's go to football. Josh McDaniels trying to be Bill Belichick. Remember the whole thing about him getting pushed out? Don't you crap on the Patriot way. That's how we do things in New England. Buddy, you're in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Like you,
well, it was in Denver, and then Romeo Crennel had the same thing. Charlie Weiss had the same thing. Like, the list goes on with the Belichick disciples, and like, that's where you go. You have to carve your own path.
Yes.
And I think Gerard Mayo is doing that in New England, which is way better.
Yeah.
I mean, he actually just says things that make sense. Like, hey, by the way, we are going to be going ahead and saying right now, Drake May, not that guy. Yeah. Jacoby Brissett is a pro coming out of spring. Drake May's not there yet. That's things that Belichick would have never said, right? He would have just been,
we'll figure it out.
Can't be that. Yeah. And that's kind of the caution for Sherrone Moore, mm-hmm. even though I think with the fact that Harbaugh was suspended last year and guys got to know his voice in that locker room, mm-hmm. there's a lot of different ones in there, but the guys that were there last year bought into that, and you saw kind of the emotion boiling over after that Penn State game where he was crying about doing it for Jim Harbaugh. You can't fly too close to the sun, especially when you're talking about Harbaugh. But this is the thing with Jim Harbaugh, is that he keeps going back time and time again to a lot of the same stuff over and over again. And this was seen when he was at Michigan as a shot at Ryan Day and the Ohio State Buckeyes. Mm. When I believe this was 2021. He says sometimes people stand on third base and think they hit a triple, right? Mm-hmm. That's like a Harbaugh thing, but there's like a huge speech that went into it. Posted in the Chargers locker room right now is, welcome to the 2024 Chargers locker room, your football home. We want to compliment all of you who've earned the opportunity to get here and recognize the journey traveled and how we'll be playing at the highest level of football. None here were born on third base, but rather had to work their way to first, then second, then third. Congratulations on taking your life circumstances and turning them into successes. It's like word for word, the none here were born on third, but rather had to work from first to second mm-hmm. to third. That is exactly what Harbaugh said about, and people said this is about Ryan Day mm-hmm. because he took over Urban Meyer's team.
Yes.
He's done a really good job. But
he took over the Ferrari.
And everybody's like, Day one of the Chargers. That is the words that every Chargers player saw when they walked into the locker room. The Harbaughs go to the well more than anybody else.
See, Bosa's a Buckeye.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of anybody else on that Chargers team a Buckeye.
I'm sure there's about two or three.
Yeah.
There's about every NFL team.
There's like a good couple. Yeah. You think they read that and were like, I don't think
I've heard this before. You're not getting past me with this, but Bosa's probably hurt. So, probably not. Wait, was that unfair?
No. Entirely warranted.
No,
but also, it would, even with, as Harbaugh's coaching the Chargers, any time he could, you know, just fire one off at not even just the Buckeyes, but literally anyone in his past. If there was a chance to fire one off at Pete Carroll if he was still coaching right now, whether it was in Seattle or at USC, where, you know, he went to war with them in San Francisco against the Seahawks and at Stanford against in USC. If he found a way to do that, I think he would.
Yeah. I like Sherrone Moore, though. I wonder how he's going to do.
He's well put together.
Yeah. And we saw results with Harbaugh being out last year and, mm-hmm. and their ability to keep things on the rails. But it's not just the loss of Jim Harbaugh. It is the loss of the staff and then all of the players that are on to the NFL and moved on. That is huge for Michigan. And moving forward, Wink Martindale is their new defensive coordinator who has an NFL background. You have a lot of shoes to fill. We heard Jed Fish talking about this with Washington. One of the things that he admired the most is that everybody followed him from Arizona. Like, everybody followed him. Not just the players on the roster, but all of his coaches said, nope, we're going to come with you. We're going to continue to build because the experience at Arizona is what we signed up for. And you stayed true to that. We're going to come with you. There are guys that left that Michigan staff and they went, hey, we're true to you, Jim Harbaugh. We are going to go with you to the LA Chargers. And it's massive shoes to fill on both sides of play calling and then the roster itself.
I think the counter argument you can make here for following Harbaugh's footstep is that the familiarity and the sense of stability, the little sayings, the little altruisms, they ring a little more true because of Moore's history and because of his, and it allows the transition to make a little bit more sense. I think if you're looking for the way to look at this a little bit differently,
It's really hard, though, because, yeah, but even what does that success look like, though? Because we're talking about Ryan Day. Ryan Day takes over for Urban Meyer after he leaves, and he can win 11 and 12 games a year. He can go and lose a national title game. He can go and play in the college football playoff in Georgia because of a field goal at the end of the game against Georgia in the semifinals. You're not in the championship game. Remember what Georgia did to TCU in the championship game that year? They waxed them. Absolutely waxed them. But, oh, they lost in the semifinals to a Georgia team. They should have won that game. They have been knocking on the door, but you're not as good as the guy before you because he won the national title. He fulfilled the mission, and that is where your leash gets shorter and shorter as these head coaches following the footsteps of Giants. And look, give Alabama a ton of credit because what did they do? They replaced Nick Saban with a guy. They went new blood. They didn't say, we're going for a Michigan man or we're going to hire from within. We're going to go outside and find the best damn coach that we can. And that they found Kalen DeBoer up in Seattle and they brought him down to Alabama and said, all right, we're going to start with something new here. It could backfire.
Yeah.
Could backfire.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.